What do you see when you think of Noah's Ark? That cute cuddly toy with a matching pair of giraffes uncomfortably squeezed in between the pandas and the hippos? The real Ark was a little different. About half as long as the Titanic, its three decks would cover an area the size of two football fields, as much cargo space as five 100-car freight trains. That's enough room for the 8,000 kinds of birds and land animals that have since descended into the wonderful variation of species that we have today. But wait, non-thinkers say, hey, we've proven that the Ark is impossible. And since the Ark is impossible, the Bible can't be trusted. And since the Bible can't be trusted, then, well, there can't be a God. Kinda circular. Secular scientists have not proven that the Ark was impossible, only that it couldn't have happened without the help of the God of the Bible. And, well, we already knew that. I'm Ben LaCourte. For more apologetic minutes, visit thinkaminute.org.